The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
On the phone now, we have Mike Sizer-Green from Wessex Cancer Trust here on the Isle of Wight. Now, Mike, we were talking earlier before we came on air about travel and the difficulties that having to travel across the Solent for treatment when you need to, and some of the really sad stories that people have said to you. And today you're going to talk about travelling across the Solent for treatment. Over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Kitty. It is undoubtedly one of the most challenging situations we as islanders have, travelling across the Solent for medical treatment. I talk from the perspective of cancer treatment, of course. And during this pandemic, I've spoken to hundreds, literally hundreds of people, and tried to give them some clear direction on their options. I've spoken to all of our operators, our ferry operators. I have to say, straight away, they've been absolutely wonderful and understanding of the situation. So I just want to talk through, if I may, and get it on sort of public record, what help there is out there. So if I just do it in a timeline, first things first, if you're taking a car to the ferry port, if you're going to cross over the Solent on the red jet, do give me a call if you're taking your car to the ferry port, because it's plausible that I can offer parking right next to the red jet. Give me a call. The number again is 01983 524 896, and that number is open 10 till 3 on Tuesday to Friday. And with an agreement we have with Cowes Harbour Commission, there are a couple of free parking spaces right next to the red jet terminal. For people going to East Cowes and using the car ferry, the concessions are ending, unfortunately, because you can imagine the ferries are getting an awful lot busier and there's not so much space anymore. For Ryde, there is no parking agreement, unfortunately. When you're travelling over on Red Funnel or you're travelling on Hover Travel to meet our Daisy buses in Southampton or in Southsea, if you're going for cancer treatment or for checking, radiotherapy, chemotherapy, or for a checkup for cancer, then you will qualify for cheaper fares. So on Hover Travel, they use a system called Hovercare, and it's £10.40 return for one person. If you are being assisted by a carer, that fare applies to them also. On Red Funnel, it is the healthcare travel scheme, £10.60 return. Again, you can take a carer under that cost. When you arrive in Southampton or Portsmouth, many people have heard about our Daisy Bus, the Wessex Cancer Trust free transport link, which goes to oncology at Southampton General or the Queen Alexandra, depending on which ferry you catch over. It's free of charge. It takes about 15 minutes to get you directly to the department you need to be in. Okay. I want to also talk about the Cross Solent Travel Scheme. And the Cross Solent Travel Scheme is a scheme that is funded by our council, administered by the NHS. Call me for details, I'll talk you through it. But if you are going across for cancer treatment, then you can reclaim your fare. Talk to me, I will give you a claim form and talk you through it. It's a very, very good scheme. I particularly encourage people using that scheme currently because in the last year, unfortunately, people haven't been able to access their treatments, cancer treatments, as much as in the previous years. I also, because he wants to talk about people who have said to me in the past, I can't afford to go. I'm not going. It's too much of a faff. Hard, hard subject.
Indeed.
When people say that, they're turning down treatment, and I don't want to go into great details, but there are severe connotations for turning down cancer treatment. With that in mind, both of the ferry companies which we operate with, which are Hover Travel and Red Funnel, have very, very kindly offered a number of free return tickets for foot passengers. I can facilitate that for you. You need to contact me at Wessex Cancer Trust and I will facilitate that. And I can't sing the praises enough of our ferry companies in their understanding of the massive challenges people do face on this island if they're accessing treatment such as cancer treatment on the mainland. So 524186 or isleofwight@wessexcancer.org.uk. For full details of everything I've said, you can go to our website, www.wessexcancer.org.uk, and look under Get Help. If you click on Get Help, then details of the travel with the timetables are all on there. One last caveat to offer is that our ferry companies, understandably, are changing their timetables fairly often. So it's always best perhaps to give me a ring and I'll help you go through the timetabling and I'll try and help you do the sort of A to Z of your travel and talk you through all the details that I've just offered about saving money for your travel.
Thank you very much for giving us that update there, Mike. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Take care.
Thank you for the opportunity again, Kitty.
Thank you, Mike.